Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Phosphorus continues to be a main culprit as the DNR recently issued its annual list of impaired waters in Wisconsin. DNR Impaired Waters Coordinator Ashley Baronic says an impaired water means a water body did not meet the use that has been assigned it, like recreation. Every 2 years, the Federal Clean Water Act requires states to publish a list of all waters that are not meeting water quality standards. Baronic says 82% of state waterways are considered healthy. In the update, the DNR proposes to add 225 new waters. A majority of the listing additions were waters that exceeded maximum phosphorus levels.
Specifically, when we look at phosphorus, we are looking for places to monitor where we think there might be an issue, or we're monitoring new areas and there has been a phosphorus issue there for a while, but we just hadn't found it before. When it comes to trends in the state, we're actually seeing decreases in phosphorus when we look at our long-term trend monitoring.
Abnormal levels of phosphorus get in the waters by fertilizer runoff, though it does occur naturally at much lower levels. The list identifies 183 new listings for lakes or rivers that exceed new, more restrictive phosphorus standards. For 2018, 35 water bodies are proposed to be removed from the list. More information on area water bodies on the list and other details are at the DNR website by putting impaired in the search box. You can inexpensively get a fresh Christmas tree for your holiday celebrations courtesy of the National Forest. Ken Kroll tells us more.
Shawamiga-Nicolet National Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin has details.
The Shawamiga-Nicolet National Forest has Christmas tree permits available. They're $5 per tree with a maximum of 5 permits for households. So folks are welcome to come into any of our offices, with the exception of the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center there in Ashland, and ask for a Christmas tree permit.
Markin says once you get the permit, you're free to explore.
Come into our offices, we'll issue them a permit, and with that permit, they'll get a map and all kinds of information about where they can go to cut that tree and then what species of tree that they can select. So there are some stipulations that come with the permit, but we'll give that all to them when they're in the office.
Fourth graders are eligible for a free Christmas tree permit through the Every Kid in a Park initiative. In order for students to receive a free tree permit, they must present a valid voucher printed from the Every Kid in a Park website. Every Kid in a Park is a national effort encouraging children to visit national parks, forests, public lands, and waters. Markin says fourth graders represent the nation's next generation of outdoor stewards. The Forest Service encourages fourth graders and their families to take part in winter recreation on national forests, including harvesting the family Christmas tree. The Forest Service also issues permits for other forest products, including balsam boughs, firewood, birch bark, and more. To learn more, you're asked to contact the nearest district ranger office. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Diabetes is a disease in which the body's ability to produce or respond to the hormone insulin is impaired, resulting in abnormal metabolism of carbohydrates and elevated levels of glucose in the blood and urine. Kay Bush of the Aspirus Diabetes Education and Nutrition Counseling Center says there are two types of diabetes, 1 and 2. Type 1 is when the pancreas ceases the production of insulin used to digest carbohydrates. Type 2 occurs when the body produces insulin, but it's used poorly. In both cases, without treatment, blood sugar rises and can cause serious health consequences. A type 1 diabetic cannot live without regular insulin injections. Type 2 diabetics first try to use diet and exercise and may need pills or other treatments later on, according to Bush.
Usually things like increased thirst, increased urination, extreme fatigue, sometimes a fair amount of weight loss, blurry vision, nausea and vomiting, and maybe sometimes difficulty with frequent infections. The symptoms of type 2 diabetes can be similar to type 1 in that some people may have increased thirst or increased urination, the blurry vision, the fatigue.
Kay Bush says to contact your health care provider if you have questions. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 1 in 10 American adults has diabetes. If trends continue, that figure is expected to double or triple by 2050. We have a longer interview with Kay Bush at WXPR.org. Governor Scott Walker signed a bill today creating a new council to fight homelessness in Wisconsin. The measure passed the legislature unanimously. The new law will bring together 8 agencies to target homelessness through a coordinating council to be chaired by Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. It marks the first time in state history that a coordinated effort to combat homelessness is created under state law. A Chippewa Falls man is in the hospital after accidentally shooting himself while hunting. The Washburn County Sheriff's Department responded Sunday evening to a call from a woman saying her husband accidentally shot himself in the foot. Braden Jensen says he was retrieving his deer when he realized his rifle safety was off. He tripped while trying to put it back on and shot himself in the right foot. He was taken to the hospital by helicopter. He had 2 surgeries to clean the wound. Our forecast tonight, mostly cloudy skies with temperatures rising. Gusty south-southeast winds. For tomorrow, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 44. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low around 21. On Wednesday, sunshine with a high near 37. Renee is up next with Northwoods Cafe. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.